Heartbreaking, the death toll in Waukesha is now 6, if you hadn't heard. It's now 6. A child has died from the car attack that unfolded Sunday in Waukesha when a 39-year-old black man plowed into a host of white folks in a parade, Darryl Brooks Jr. It should be charged as a hate crime. The National News Network should be set up broadcasting live every night, but of course they're not there. They're not there. But Aaron Sparks and Sherry Sparks would like to thank everyone for their prayers, amazing support during this difficult time. They wanted to give an update that Jackson Sparks, 8 years old, and his brother Tucker, who is 12, were both grievously injured during the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack. Why? They were in the parade walking with their baseball team. Tucker, by the grace of God, is miraculously recovering from his injuries. He'll be sent home, discharged. But the parents wrote this yesterday. This afternoon, our dear Jackson has sadly succumbed to his injuries and passed away. And from a family friend, please know they appreciate your continued prayers and tremendous outpouring of support for their family. They do, however, ask for the privacy at this time to allow Tucker to continue to heal physically and their family to heal and mourn the tremendous loss of their sweet little boy, who is now under the care of Jesus. An 8-year-old little boy walking with his baseball team in a Christmas parade in the heart of America, mowed down by a madman. Mowed down by a man with at least a half a dozen pending felony charges, discharged by a liberal system that thinks bail is unfair. A convicted child molester, a convicted sexual predator, who is also facing charges for punching a woman in the face and driving over her with that same SUV back on November the 5th. Law and order? It matters, my friends. Bail matters. The suspect has been charged or convicted for piles of charges over the last 22 years. Battery, domestic violence, cocaine possession, resisting arrest in several jurisdictions in Wisconsin. He has served at least 2 jail sentences, spent probation, years on probation, court-mandated work release, anger management programs, and on and on and on. Oh, and the woman he punched was the mother of his child. Punched her in the face and hitting her with his car at a gas station. Officers observed tire tracks over her leg, on her pants. And then he was released on $1,000 bail, which the Milwaukee County District Attorney sent a statement was inappropriately low in light of the nature of the recent charges and the pending charges. Not to mention he's wanted on numerous felonies in the state of Nevada. He's also committed crimes in Georgia. Oh, he's a treat. A real treat. But we don't want anybody's feelings to get hurt. We want equity and fairness. Now, what we want is Jackson's life to have not been destroyed, and Tucker's life to have not been destroyed. The physical and emotional scars from this event will echo through the decades. Maybe not for you, and you'll forget. Maybe not for me, because the next story will come along and it'll fade into the background, into the fabric. But for those directly affected, those that witnessed the carnage, those that witnessed pure evil up close, who had broken bones and broken hearts, they'll not so quickly recover. They will carry these scars for the rest of their lives. Because this kind of wanton massacre doesn't just fade. People will wake up sobbing in the middle of the night. from nightmares and grief. Their bones will never heal. And for these reasons, we must revisit law and order. We must revisit and reject the ridiculous proposition of cash-free bail. Look at what's happening in this country right now. Scores of people descend on high-end stores to rob them blind in organized shoplifting efforts. We see violent criminals released over and over again to inflict more harm on the communities from which they come. If you're an elderly person living in one of these places and have no option to get out, and these thugs keep being put back in, and these criminals, these monsters keep being put back into your neighborhood, you can't say anything. They'll beat the tar out of you or kill you. They'll terrorize you and your family. So you just keep your mouth shut and muddle along. How sad is that? They deserve better. They're American citizens too, and they deserve better from our government. And these failed liberal policies ought to be rejected completely, outright, forever. Defund the police? No, thank you. How about reinforce the police? Reinforce cash bail? Reinforce law and order, crime and punishment? How about that? How about we get down to the bottom of the problem and hold criminals accountable for what criminals do? Oh, it's the system. He had a bad childhood. I don't care. They understand right and wrong. And driving an SUV through a Christmas parade, putting almost 60 people on the ground, dead or dying and wounded. It's not the system. I'll be right back.